She's always complaining.
Okay, we're going to start, you guys. We're going.
We're starting.
Should we start now?
Maybe.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Eddie Pepitone, and you're listening to NewDissonantRadio.com. Believe me, it sounds better than it is.
Hello and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the intertubes, and as the lead singer of the No God Band, that's Penn Jillette's band, that's coming to TAM this year again, to TAM 10. You can find links to our guest's website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by Joe Swam, go to the Facebook page for Ardent Atheist, like our page, and join in. We might use your statements in live broadcast, so join Joe there now.
And please go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast, write a review, and help us get in the top 10.
Do it, because if you don't, I'll slap you silly.
Well, that's just not really... Ow. We only have a couple of rules on our show. Rule number one...
Guests may plug anything they want as long as they do it in Spanish.
Way.
We.
Way.
We.
It's way now. The kids changed it.
Oh.
And rule number two. If you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you prudish aristocunt. In the studio tonight, we have Kathy Ladman, Gary Snow, and Fred Stoller. You know these folks from Showbiz. Woo. Thanks for being here, everybody.
It is loud in my ear.
It is loud in your ear.
It's loud in your ear.
Thanks,
you can
for
turn it down right
this
there, Fred.
Loud in
see
my
the little
nose.
Slider?
This one?
That's how you turn it down so it doesn't hurt.
Ah. You like being hurt. It's okay.
Mi Seinfeld año.
What?
Okay.
What? See?
And it's actually coming out in Spanish, that thing. I'm allowed to plug in Spanish.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, really?
Your book is coming out in Spanish?
Yes.
Mi Seinfeld
año.
That's so great.
Año.
That's so exciting.
Fix his mic. Turn your mic a little bit so that you're talking directly into it. No, he doesn't.
Let me help you there,
the emblem.
You're all messed up, dude.
This way. I was on this before.
Yeah.
So
you gotta
push your piece I ran out of my Jewish stuff and atheist. I never ran out Jewish. But my atheism slants. I mean, I'm not as smart as you. I know it's religion's pretty stupid, but I don't. But okay, I'll shut up.
Well, let's start. We know that you don't believe in religion.
I think it's retarded.
Yeah. Carrie Snow?
I believe in the collective unconsciousness and the power of prayer.
Yeah.
But I don't buy into... Well, on my Facebook page, it says that religion is based on money and fear of death, of which I have neither.
You have no fear of death?
Every day in yoga.
You welcome it, don't you?
I should take you out back right now.
Actually, I changed my mind. This show really changed my mind. I was not into religion until Deborah Wilson was on.
Oh, my God.
She made a lot of sense. So now
you
I'm...
You know Deborah? Kathy?
I know.
Oh,
she's
the Mad TV black tattooed lady that's
with all
crazy,
the muscles,
crazy,
really thin
fun.
Ones.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Oh,
love her.
She's beautiful.
You love her until you meet her. No.
Well, she has some opinions.
If you meet...
She won't
no, but
come
she
back
made,
on the
she
show
made
either.
A lot of sense. I was an atheist.
You stop it. Your sarcasm is hilarious.
She really,
our listeners like were furious that we didn't just completely eviscerate her, but you can't.
What is she? Was she
she's like a homeless, crazy person screaming at a bus stop. It made as much sense.
She goes really fast, and you can't really get a
it's
word
a
in.
Love, it. Love, and it's a love, and I believe to Jesus, and
I don't know that I've ever seen Fred do an impression until tonight. That was pretty great.
You didn't say overstand, so it's not as good as it should
right.
be.
During the Larry Sanders show, yes, I had a crush on Hey Now.
Oh yeah.
And a friend said, I've got some Jeffrey information Tambor. For you about him, and it's going to upset you. And
yeah,
I said, don't
I
tell me
it.
He's gay. And I said, she said, worse, he's a Scientologist.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that is worse. Well,
worse.
I mean,
and
I
you know what? I
don't even think gay is on a hierarchy.
No.
You know,
if he's gay, I could let it go.
Well, yeah, you could still be
yeah,
friendly with a gay
he's just not
guy,
available.
You know?
But if you're a Scientologist, you're nuts.
But I also say that it's a geography joke. I say that Kabbalah is just Scientology for people that don't want to drive clear into Hollywood.
Now Kabbalah well, let me the Jewish mysticism bullshit.
But you
right?
know,
yes.
But what you just said is interesting, but it's also I mean, I did this. I don't do stand up, but this anymore. But this joke, and someone else did. They say Scientology is a made up religion, as opposed to
every religion is made.
So why is it more lunacy? He's into Scientology. Then I went to my friend's wedding and some Greek kind of Catholic thing, and they're going bala balibi, and they're like doing things back and forth.
Right.
Like why is it
there's
more
no
alarming
reason.
That he's into Scientology?
The only reason is because it's strength in numbers. You know,
so these ones make sense because there's more.
No, they don't make sense. So. But it's like, you know, there used to be this old commercial on TV for I think Fletcher's Castoria or something, for like this medicine you give your kids if they're irregular, and you know, it was so confusing because she would give her kids prunes, and she said, you know, is three too many? Is two too few? And the whole thing. Well, normal is what's normal for you,
right.
And basically, if you know, there are a lot of people.
We're used to the other religions, so you think it makes
right.
sense.
Right. That's my whole point.
No, but it's just as demented. And
I mean,
warped.
And why do these ignorant people use the word Muslim to describe Obama as an insult?
Well,
because they're frightened and they're angry.
You know, 45% of Alabamans and Mississippians. Am I saying it right?
Mississippi. As far as I'm concerned,
I
yes,
can spell
you're saying it.
40 fucking 5% today still believe he's a Muslim.
Yes, and 60% do not believe in evolution. So,
right.
You know.
Right.
That's just retarded.
And, so, you know, I love Sherry Shepherd, but when she starts talking on The View about how the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Right.
And I just,
she does?
Well, there's clips on YouTube where you
it's
can see
old?
Her saying
oh
that nothing happened.
God.
Nothing was before
you know,
Jesus.
Are you serious?
I didn't pay attention Jesus. In school, I'll be honest. I was kind of depressed as a child and missed like the Greek gods and all that stuff. But I'm not that stupid. How can people not pay attention to
it's
science?
That old, the world?
Right.
6,000 years old? I didn't know it was that old.
It's older than Manhattan, Fred.
Wow.
They seem to think that it just happened, and then there were some cranky Jews, and then there was Jesus, and then everything was okay.
It just makes
you know,
and it's a
oh,
nice
sorry,
story. Here. Do you believe in the hot oil, the Hanukkah thing?
Do I believe it?
Hanukkah?
It's a nice story.
Yeah, they're all stories.
Well, wait a minute.
They're...
Kathy, what do you believe? We always ask our guests what they
well,
believe. I'd
okay.
like to know what you believe.
All right.
I love your reaction. Do I believe it? What, are you crazy with that? What am I, stupid?
I never...
You look
you
like
know,
Gilbert when you
I did
that.
All my Jew impressions are just Gilbert bad.
I never believed... even as a kid, I knew that there was something really wrong with religion. But I was really interested... I had a children's Bible, and I really liked reading it because the pictures were pretty
oh,
and the
that,
stories
the
were nice.
That red thing, the children's Bible with all the pictures. And
it was big. It was a picture book.
Yeah,
you know, it was a picture book. And
I love
very,
that book.
It was very fun, and I told my mother that I liked it, and she was very happy because she thought that meant something. But and then as I got older, I just you know. I just was not, I was forced to go to Hebrew school.
Did you have a bat mitzvah?
I had a bat mitzvah, and none of it meant anything to me. And then, as I got older and you know became an adult, I just you know really moved away from all of that stuff. And then, but I always believed in something spiritual, and then I found a way to connect, and that really made me happy. But then I lost it.
So you kind of had a need for a while to believe in something.
But and I still have this need for something, but I don't...
For speed.
Maybe. Maybe that's it. But I don't feel good about it. And, you know, I have a joke that I've been doing for years. It goes, all religions are the same. Religion is basically guilt with different holidays.
Nice.
And Richard... Dawkins?
Yep, Richard Dawkins.
Yep. Richard Dawkins. Richard Lewis stole that joke? They're going to say.
No, Richard Dawkins quoted me and gave me attribution in his book.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
In fact, Provenza emailed me and said, he was the one who told me that I was in the book.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, very, you know, proud to be in such a brilliant person's book.
That's right. Just great. You're a star.
But... You know,
she was a star at the Aristic before.
You're famous.
But sadly, I mean, I really do wish that I had some. I don't know. I feel very inarticulate.
You
right
do?
Now.
No, I understand. You're saying that you wish there was something that you could kind of hang your hope on. Is that what I'm hearing?
I do. I mean, my hopes are very low right now. I'm going through a low hope period of
a
my
lope?
Life,
which
yeah.
is
a
better
lope.
Than no hope.
A nope.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
See, Carrie's so positive. You're
I
so,
have to, because I have to use my tools.
You heard
every
positive
day.
In that?
One day
yes,
I was.
Yes, she said it's better than no hope.
No, I know, which I was like, you know, are hey, you saying some, you have none, Carrie?
Somebody was telling me at yoga, I was wearing something purple, and I said that I'm medicating now with color because pot and yoga aren't enough anymore. And so you have to do everything you can. And I think, you know, who said it was the opiate of the masses?
Yeah.
I need more opiates that aren't going to constipate me.
I understand.
Very important.
And so I wish, when my sister was very ill with cancer, we prayed to everybody. I still light a what's the Lady of Guadalupe? That's kind of who we pray to.
Really?
Do you get those at the 99 cent
The Mexican
store?
Catholic
Exactamundo.
Lady?
Exactamundo. I have found her such great.
Exactamundo is the right
candles.
Answer to that question
yeah.
for the record.
Those candles are just very nice and lovely
They're
and relaxing.
Very nice.
Anyway,
but
whoever
my
no, Heather bought one.
My sister said that she could feel people praying for her. Because we Ooh. Covered all the bases. But that's the collective unconsciousness. You want not to wherever. It doesn't matter who they're praying to. It's the human energy. Just like Reiki. You know, you can turn it
See,
off.
See, but
and
all this
on.
Stuff is very positive. But then when you start talking about religion, that's where it gets really negative.
Because well, everybody, you know, they all
that's
hate
where
each
it gets
other.
I mean, it gets hateful, it gets competitive.
Let me say that. I want to amend what you said, and you can say fuck you if you'd like, Kathy. But I don't think it. I really don't even think of it as positive. I think of it as encouraging. But prayer. We know that prayer. Actually, we know that prayer doesn't work. In fact, the studies that have been done, the one study I'm aware of that was a very, very good double-blind study, people who were prayed for did worse in the study. They did worse in the study. Now, there are psychological theories as to – there are theories for why the psyche caused that. You know what I mean? But it really, really shows that prayer is nothing more than just a comforting factor.
For the person who's doing the praying or the recipient?
No, for the recipient of the
but
prayer. That's what the study was about.
All your tools, and you don't sit at home. You go to the doctor and get chemo.
I was surprised by the study, Carrie, and I'll tell you why. I thought that people who knew they were being prayed for would do better, because one of the things in healthcare that we know is the better perspective you have, the more positive you're thinking, the better your recovery tends
but
to be.
But all the pressure. Oh no, I got to get better. They're praying for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got to get better.
It's
Yeah.
No, with you.
That's a good thought, right?
It shouldn't be like that. It's I think that, you know, if you find out a kid has a test and you send them good healing, just on any situation, I believe in human energy. I don't believe in organized religion. There, I said it. I can make a Seder plate, but I have no Jewish education. My Irish boyfriend had to tell me that David of David and Goliath
right.
parlayed that into being King David. Now, I had no idea those were the same guys.
Oh, really?
Really?
He parlayed it? No, I knew that he became King David.
I heard he doubled down. It was a double down
but
move.
You know what I mean? That was
you mean
his,
he networked?
That's his story.
Yes.
That's
the story of David. King David was the David that slew Goliath.
I didn't know it was
because
like
they didn't kill back then.
A bullet train.
Is that what they call
killing,
a slew?
Killing the giant. The Goliath to being president. Now, speaking of being president, my parents.
Are you going to run, Carrie?
Not at all.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
I think Roseanne's already running. She is. She's running for president.
She is not.
Yes, she is.
Stop it right now.
I don't know if she's actually on ballot.
Green Party.
Is she on ballot?
No, honey. She just had a press conference and nobody showed up.
No, no.
Like, that's her first?
But my parents.
It's getting catty in here.
Well, Kathy and I both worked together.
I know you did.
At Roseanne.
Yeah.
You know, I just have to tell you, the year that we worked together on Roseanne, Carrie was always late, and Carrie came to work with her dog, Rosebud. And Rosebud even got to the offices before Carrie did. Rosebud would come walking up the stairs.
Scampering in.
It was and just then following horrible. Around the corner would be Carrie.
And when Kathy came to work, Carrie. I said, you're going to laugh more than you've ever laughed in your whole life and alternately burst into tears.
And she was absolutely right.
What you're saying is Carrie is Rosebud's Doppler effect.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So Was Sue over there too? The other and for the listeners,
the other Aristocunt, you mean?
The other Aristocunt. Do you know about
standing
this?
In for in Sue Kolinsky?
Standing in for Sue Kolinsky is Fred Stoller, ladies and gentlemen. Sue Kolinsky was in the same shoot
trio.
As Carrie, right? The trio as Carrie and Kathy for the Aristocrats, the three ladies in the Aristocrats.
It's my last bachelor pad.
That was so fun.
Stoller, right. You're not an Aristocunt.
Fred was not shot for the Aristocrats. Did you know the joke?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it, but not as detailed as those guys that told it.
No one.
We didn't know either.
Detail.
That's why we were just.
I didn't know it as detailed as some of the tellers. You know. Yeah. In the film. But God, we had so much fun shooting.
It's so great to still have a credit this millennium that I'm proud of.
I mean, people are still talking about this movie to this day. You can't really go a day without hearing somebody talking about the Aristocrats somewhere.
Somebody sees it. I mean, it's still on. Netflix are still buying
right.
it. You know,
it's, speaking of this millennium, you know, I was telling, before we started the show, I was talking to you guys about this retinal thing that I have, this vitreous detachment.
Right.
And the doctor was telling me that I'm actually a little young for it. And it was just so nice to hear that I was young for something.
You know that, still have it.
You know, Tuesday's Ross, 55 and over, 10% off. I'm just saying.
Really?
You got to get there early because the old women are
in
the
mess. God, I can't believe it. We're in there.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You guys are over 55 already?
I'm 56.
I'm 48. I had no idea. Fred, how
and
how
Carrie
old? Do you
goes,
talk about
Carrie doesn't.
I just got really quiet all of a sudden.
I'm going to look it out. Fred,
apparently,
you're
I can't
younger.
Read the four questions here at the table.
Well, you're really clearly you're over 56
because I've been
you
to,
mentioned
I've
the
been
Ross
to Ross.
Thing.
I know.
Well, you're over 55.
I wanted to tell the story about all the hateful people that hide behind religion.
Yeah. I never heard this concept. Wait a minute.
I don't know
well,
any.
Kirk Cameron
people
came
get,
up.
Who are part of religion get angry
Kirk
and
Cameron
have war?
Cameron?
Wait,
no.
Listen to this. I've never heard this concept.
Kirk Cameron. You've come in to be sarcastic tonight. I'm loving this. It's completely.
Wait, Kirk
nice
Cameron
shift.
Was on this show?
No, I wish. I wish he would come in my studio.
What a
and by come in my studio,
he
I mean come
would,
in
yeah.
my studio.
Fucking
or
prick.
Rape babies.
Well, I had no. Kirk Cameron came up on the show last week. I made a lifetime friend into probably a lifetime enemy. Nick Arnett, comic I've known for years. I used to tour a lot with him. We did a couple road gigs together. Just loved him. And I found out he's a big Christian. And invited him on. And he came on 1 week, and the listeners were all like, we want more of that guy. We want to hear more of what he did. And
but
I said,
thought they don't like when there's a Christian on the show.
What made you think that?
Well, when Deborah, you said they don't
well,
like.
Deborah well, Deborah was not just a different insane. Thing yeah. altogether. Yeah. That was something
Well, they
that,
like good discourse. Deborah was just a she was just a babbling. Shotgun of babble. Right. Yeah. But he started the show out by going, why are people, I'm paraphrasing, persecuting Kirk Cameron so much? And I'm just like,
why
oh,
not?
Dude, are you out of your mind? And then we got to talking about it. And I wanted to make that a topic of today's show. But, Carrie, what were you getting at?
Well, the only like Christians I know close up, I go to my mom's once a month because she's too mean to be in a facility. Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Right.
And, mi madre es más... mal.
You don't
de
have to
tu madre.
I took French. I can't do the Spanish.
What are you plugging?
I don't know.
My mom is meaner than your mom.com. Okay. Oh.
Yes, yeah.
But so I go home, and their neighbors that were very nice, loved my dad, were very nice. Right after the president was elected, the wife tells me, and they're supposed Christians, you know, the older son has had kids, the younger son is getting his PhD in religion, and my sister's so sweet. She goes, bless his heart, so he'll be less gay. She lives in Texas.
Oh my.
He now has a girlfriend who's 10 years younger and doesn't know what gay is yet, but she's going to find out.
I've heard there was a time in the Catholic Church when that was going on, where a lot of people were sent off to become priests in order to get over this homosexuality.
Yeah.
And they
made it a big gay cocktail party. Yeah. Well, so this woman says to me, she says, you know, black men like power. When we're alone, this is an educated woman.
Oh, my.
A pillar of the community. And so I tell Terry, and he said, yeah, that's because black men have had so much power over the past 400 years. They're just rolling in it. And I said to her, well, men like power, but they are so frightened of the world not being dominated by white people that they can't envision China and that it's already over.
Oh.
And they can't understand that they're not going to be in power, and people that are mixed. Remember in Bulworth where he said we all have to have sex? I'm not going to – can I say the F word?
Yes. You can say it. Fact.
We all have to. Oh. Remember when Warren Beatty thought he was dying? Now, the most unbelievable part of that movie was that Halle Berry would have sex with Warren Beatty.
Right, right.
At this juncture. It was like somewhere in time, and they kind of missed it. And he said we all have to fuck till we're all the same color. Nice. And then nobody will fight anymore.
That's a great idea.
What year was that? That's what's happening now.
It was,
I mean,
it's
it
happening
is.
Now.
92. Maybe.
Heather and I are doing our part.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to actually have children and not just.
Oh, ass sex doesn't
can't
work?
Just do.
No.
All right, we'll all be right back after this. I didn't realize that. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store.
Penn Sunday School is a brand new weekly live podcast on Ustream TV every Sunday at 12 noon PST. You should check it out because I, along with Sarah Lowe and the Jersey Boys and Penn. Sarah Lowe of the Jersey Boys and Penn sing the opening theme. So go to PennSundaySchool.com and check it out.
And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Kathy Ladman, Carrie Snow, and Fred Stoller.
I didn't know you took little breaks.
Yeah, sorry.
Isn't it fun?
Okay. Came out of
there are little cute commercials we make it
up. It was very cute live.
Live.
Yes.
So
well, I just, you know, kids get scared at night. It's the reason religion started was because you were so shocked that the sun came up the next day. You wanted to just do a little sun salutation and say thank you.
Yeah.
You know, because then the wild animals that were trying to kill you might have stole your baby.
Religion has always served to explain the unexplainable.
Right.
As we understand things, religion becomes less and less needed and less effective.
Well, but as a comfort to children to have something explained to them, because out of all the little girls I grew up with, we were in special class for mentally gifted minors.
Yeah.
MGM. We got a science
minors?
Card. Minors. We weren't
like under 18. Under
18. Okay. We're in caves or anything.
Didn't get trapped.
We of sorts.
in the classroom.
And of all the kids, you know, we were brought up with something. The gal that was brought up with the hip parents that gave her nothing to believe in took her dog and her blanket with her to Stanford because she had such a tenuous grip.
Right.
Yeah. I think kids need something. Even if it's the vast unconsciousness of the stars,
I think we underestimate
to feel safe at night.
I think we underestimate the capability of children. Their intelligence, their intellect, is much more capable than we give them credit for, and we're the problem when we don't explain reality to our children. And I know many examples of people who are atheist or avoiding religion specifically and aren't necessarily atheist. There are some people who do that, which I applaud, by the way, so that their children – and then they expose their children to the information and let them find their way, which is brilliant. And children – there are many atheist children who aren't scared shitless because there's no guy in the sky watching them masturbate for the
record. Well, you know, when I was little, my parents kept everything away from me, so I didn't know anything about what was going on in their lives, their problems, their issues, or the good things. I was sheltered and kept away, except I was told certain things like, God exists, you know, so I was given that to work with and... You know,
so God exists, so Daddy and I are going into the next room to fight.
Right, right. Pray, we'll be right back.
You know, I would like, see, like, I need things explained to me, like, why does my husband wear a shirt that has toothpaste on it for 2 days in a row? And religion's not going to do
God's not going to help you.
No.
It might just be to bug the shit out of you.
Your
no,
buttons
it's not,
unbuttoned.
Actually.
Emery, your
he
cute little t-shirt showing.
Thank you so much. Well,
no, actually, today he had toothpaste all over his shirt, and there was like this, like just white all over his shirt. And then I had just gotten out of the shower, and I was standing there naked, and he said, I'm coming on to you. And I looked at him, I said, actually, I think someone just came on to you.
Good answer.
Very funny. Well, you know, Emery, I am engaged.
I've read. I've heard.
I know. On Christmas
I have
Eve,
Twitter.
We left our friends, and I said, I got to go home and update my Facebook status.
And that's how I keep up with you on everything.
He's now chasing me around the house trying to get his money's worth out of the ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we naming him? Do we know? Do we want to name him out loud? I mean,
Terry Mulroy.
Writer.
Writer,
comic.
He's so funny. On the way, it's like he asked me to marry him. I cried like a bitch, embarrassed myself, put my makeup back on. We went to dinner at some friends, and then we stopped to get ice. I called my sister. I said, nobody's ever asked me to marry them before. I mean, plenty of guys have asked me not to call them back. So Terry gets back in the car, and then a car cuts us off, and Terry goes, up. Shortest engagement ever. It's like he's trying to. He was like trying to get out of it like a half hour later. Praying for death.
When's the big date?
Probably not till Thanksgiving weekend. I'm stretching this puppy out.
Oh, so you're not pregnant?
That truly would be Jesus' baby.
Would that be a miracle?
Yeah, that would be something.
See, I believe that.
News trucks would be following me around.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd believe that. A woman near.
You know, they say that you can get pregnant in a hot tub. If the conditions are right.
Yeah, if you're fucking well.
And there's a lot of, and there's sperm in the hot tub. So
that's
really?
Not true.
How much sperm do you need in a hot
there's
tub?
Is nothing about too hot? That. There is nothing about
I think
that's true.
Well, I mean.
Who's they?
My
the
parents
Van Pattens?
Never got theirs hot enough. They called it the tepid tub. They called it the mikveh when my parents had a hot tub.
The what?
A mikveh is a Jewish ritual ceremonial cleansing bath.
Oh, it's more bullshit.
Yeah.
Kathy, I
exactly.
need to know you more. I had no idea you were this caustic against religion.
But
this
she
is wonderful.
Knows. Come
it's
on.
It's wonderful.
You know what? I don't care what education. Comics are smarter than the average bear.
In general, it's true, isn't it? Fred?
I think Fred is having some aphasia right now.
Fred?
Well.
Do you think people could get pregnant swimming in a hot tub?
With you?
I'll try later. I don't know.
Well, someone else has
if
to be
if it wasn't
in
too
the
hot,
tub.
If it was just a lake or something.
That's such an urban legend.
So do you think that Joseph really is the stupidest guy ever?
Joseph?
Oh, yes. Or just his ego maybe was so enormous that he
say
just couldn't
me,
bear.
God.
Somebody will find the quote and put it up on the wall perfectly. We have people chatting during the show.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people on the show. That it's getting larger on the wall of reason, all the people that are joining us to chat. While the show is live.
Are they hearing this now?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of people all talking right
now.
But somebody
will find the quote, and it was I think it was a re-quote. I don't think Hitchens said it. He was repeating someone else when he said, what's more likely that the God damn it. That the.
You see?
I know. Stop it.
That's vernacular.
That the laws.
Just kidding.
That stop it. That the law. That the laws of nature should be overridden. Or that a Jewish minx should lie, which I just love that quote.
You just like saying minx.
Minx is a sexy word.
You know, I'll tell you something. I have big problems with Christopher Hitchens.
Yeah, he really? Had
big
a little
problems.
Problem with women comics.
And
I'm
to
not going to say that's what gave him cancer.
Bless his soul.
All right. So Carrie, post-mortem, you're taking responsibility for Hitchens' passing?
The collective unconscious of a lot of angry comedians.
Yeah. That's what he was saying, is comedians are
well,
unconscious.
Well, you know, I...
or angry.
even if it's not religion, calmer. I believe in some stuff, but when people... There's a lot of very good people that get cancer, and I won't say, you're not... You did bad things, or you weren't being spiritual enough. I know someone, you probably know her, and she's crazy, but we'll talk after, who does this thing. Someone's got Lou Gehrig's disease. They're not doing the spiritual inner work like I do. I just gave her away. And
I don't even know.
All right. No. But she makes this thing like...
It sounded like you, Fred.
But like... Right his second down. Impression of right the night down. Is himself.
If you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, these people, like, there's a lot of exceptional people or that get cancer and bad things.
I'll
write it after because someone will see it and say it. But,
nobody will say
it.
No one's
you know
listening.
What I'm saying?
You can
it's
say
sort of
it.
Like,
he can't write
whatever,
without
whatever.
Out loud.
But, like, people. Some people, bad things happen. They did something wrong. They weren't being spiritual.
No.
Yeah, so that whole thing, collective unconscious causing someone. I know you're kidding.
So the starving children
stupid.
In Africa, the babies, they did something wrong when they were one?
Exactly.
Or zero.
Yeah,
or zero
yeah,
before
exactly.
they were born.
You don't get to work it only one way. You know what I mean? You don't get to say the good stuff is a result of the collective unconscious.
Karen Abizer has it. What's more likely, the natural order was suspended or a Jewish minx told a lie? David Hume, Scottish philosopher, 1711.
Well, Hume fucked that up because it should be should lie, which makes it a little more Jewy. But,
very funny.
Right?
See, now,
and I'd change minx.
Even though
minx
I'm not religion. Religious, I have problems with Jewy words like that because I'm still Jewish because it's like I'm Jewish like someone else.
It
is
has
Italian,
to be racial,
you know.
How could I grow up in a town with no Jews and people staying in California in the Central Valley and people still think I'm from New York?
Because really? You look so hip.
Well, Jewish is a culture. It's a, yeah. I mean, I'm Jewish culturally, but I don't do the Meshecha, the Belechi. Or, I don't know what any of this is. It's stupid. But yeah, I can't deny I'm Jewish the way I talk. And
were you bar mitzvah?
I had this, I had a fake one where I didn't have to do the Hebrew stuff, but I got $500. Because my mother thought I wasn't smart enough that I'd fail in Hebrew school.
But they had one. What a piece of work.
They had one, so I wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah. Is she still listening? Is she alive?
She's alive and whatever.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. I mean, she's just awful.
She's just.
How old is she?
She's 83. Carrie's stepping up
right now. She's going, all right, let's find out.
No, she's got the worst mom. Even old.
When we did that Prevenza thing about mothers, I got upset because you went, they're all 83. She's a baby. And I go, oh, sorry. Don't say that. No, because I'm.
Sometimes you have to look over the precipice. I want to go,
oh,
years.
I want to think, oh, it's only another year or two. I hate to say it, but. She's a baby.
My mom's 90. She just turned
90. Don't say that they get to be that old.
But they don't. Not all of them. Something all right. good could
now
happen.
I, yeah,
it's awful. My mother is now outliving my mother will her appliances. Outlive me.
Get your mom to write an article bashing female comics, and then she'll die in no time.
Yeah, she'll get punished. Yes. The hell was I saying?
My mom's in the hospital with a broken femur right now.
Now you were talking about being culturally Jewish and not.
Oh no, I had this this audition. And I had to do, you know, ad-libs, improv, just make things up. And the director said, can you be neurotic but not Jewish neurotic?
And really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, yeah, I could do that. But, the joke, I should say, I'm nervous, but I'm not Jewish. Oh, Christmas is coming up. What am I going to get my friends? So, yeah, I know I'll have.
That's like Roseanne telling the black actors to be more black.
Blackters. She said that?
She actually said it?
Yeah, during the jazz thing. It was, I think you were gone by then. It was the last season.
Oh yeah, I was gone.
So ashamed.
Now I heard John Goodman's doing another show with her. Why
Eric
would he
Gilliland
do with that?
Because he likes money.
He likes money, but can he get another show? Wasn't he with her 10 years? And
yes, if they do another show,
honestly, there are so many fans out there. If they did another show, it would be like Dean and Jerry getting together again.
Really?
Yeah, the fans are going to go nuts if they do another show, and that's why he's up there. It's why I would step up to that plate.
He must be drinking again because
did he forget?
When he was interviewed for the Roseanne talk show, and he was gassed at about 9 a.m, I thought he sobered up. He said, you work with Roseanne for 9.5 years and see if you don't get need a cocktail to get up in the morning, is what he told one of the producers. I know. And I can't believe that John Goodman's on board for the pilot. As her husband in the pilot?
I think.
Oh, God. I'm a whore, though.
Said, hey, if you need anyone.
I said to Gilliland, I go, I can come in 2 days a week for punch-up. She can't hurt me anymore.
But wait, are they doing it out here or New York?
I'm sure out here.
Yeah, it'll be here.
Sorry, that makes sense.
Right.
Right. Because Eric lives in New York now, I think.
Well, Eric can live wherever he wants. Wow. He got a $9 million deal. Right. Bless his heart.
Right.
It was one of the last big deals.
Right. I remember that.
Can't understand why.
remember
do you have something to read, Carrie?
But we were supposed to religious oppression of gay marriage is what we were.
We didn't even get to that topic. All right, let's get right to that. I want to talk about Proposition 8 right after this break.
Did you see the movie?
We're going to come right back to that. We're going to come right back to that. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. We're raising money for Heather. She is planning to go back to school to study theology and philosophy. If you'd like to donate to the Get Heather Some Smarts Fund,
I need it.
Please email her at heather@ardentatheist.com for details.
Because right now I'm just stupid.
And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Kathy Ladman, Carrie Snow, the Aristocons, and Fred Stoller, the Aristocock.
I knew you were going to say that.
Did you?
Yes.
Were you reading my comedic mind?
It was a spiritual connection.
Amazing. It's magical. And you're married. God damn it. So let's talk about this, Carrie Snow. You're pro-gay.
I am getting married to a... In fact, I became a minister to marry gay couples, and then it became illegal 3 seconds later.
I did it to marry my brother.
Seriously?
Yeah,
I'm still a minister, and when they keep passing it, I say, I'll marry any gay couple for free, just all the hors d'oeuvres I can eat.
Yeah, you just want to take that food home
with
you.
Which is quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Because I initially was angry politically about the whole
Prop 8,
not letting people marry who they want to marry, because I didn't want to get married. I was very happy with my man's the way we were, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he asked me to marry him, and now I get it, okay? I'm an idiot. I get it. And they can't deny people who love people to get married.
Well, it's been reversed by the state legislature or the state judicial, and now it's going to go all the way up to Supreme
court?
Theoretically.
I hope so.
If you want to keep track of the Prop 8 situation, you can go to Prop8TrialTracker.com, and it just keeps you up to date with everything that's going on with that.
Wow. Do you know how many states are is it legal and not illegal? What it is?
Some states support gay marriage, some don't. I'm not sure how many. Someone on the wall is going to answer this in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
I
sure.
know that Maryland just came on board.
Yeah.
and I believe
on board. I get it.
Kathy just said that she didn't think that you can get the documentary now, that it's not available
the
on Netflix?
No, Prop 8.
Prop 8.
Oh, Prop 8.
No,
eight.
It's called 8.
It's called 8.
Yeah, the one that Rob Reiner directed. It was available, and then I went back to the site, and it was gone.
Wow. Really?
So,
well, try Netflix.
Kind of
it was a wonderful movie, and I grew up with some Mormons and a lot of Jack Mormons mm-hmm. that were some of the kindest, most wonderful people ever. And this
Mormon.
Is
me too. I'm with you, Kathy.
If this is coming,
I knew you were
going to
say that.
This is coming down from the top, and they showed you heard audio of the president of the church saying we have to do whatever we can, money, hours. There was a lot of volunteerism calls coming into California, and a lot of fear and. It makes
That's
me very unhappy.
That's the power of religion. That's the power
what
of ignorance.
What are they freaking afraid of?
Well, we had a guy last week, the guy on the show that walked in here and he was defending right off the beginning of the show, talking about Kirk Cameron, that monster of a moron.
This is Kirk Cameron, and I rape children on The Ardent Atheist.
You're not Kirk Cameron, and Kirk Cameron doesn't rape anybody.
He might just rape a little. Maybe just the tip. Maybe it's a biblical rape. It's a metaphorical rape. It's a spiritual rape, Emery. He's spiritually raping.
This is supposed to be a 2-second drop. Anyway, Kirk Cameron is mentioned right off. That's what we sometimes open the show with. Kirk Cameron, right off the top, Nick Arnett walks in and is talking about people oppressing him for his opinion. And everybody, did you guys know he went on Piers Morgan? Am I mm-hmm. saying his name right?
And said that.
Yeah, and said that it was unnatural.
Who?
Homosexuality.
Kirk Cameron went on Piers Morgan.
Kirk
right.
Cameron, yeah, went on Piers Morgan, right.
Not just gay marriage.
Has anyone here worked with Kirk Cameron?
No,
nobody?
No.
Many years ago, didn't Mayim Bialik, whatever show he was on, he was getting kissed for the first time.
It's Growing Pains.
Yeah, yeah.
Growing Pains. I was doing a talk show for 5 minutes, and I kissed him that morning on the show before the other one aired. But he was just a little boy then, and I liked it.
Right.
But he's grown up.
We
to be,
find out Carrie Snow's
you.
A pedophile.
He's grown up to be a reprehensible human
he's
being.
He's an awful
apparently.
Man. Awful, awful man.
So he wasn't just against gay marriage.
You think it was my kiss?
Nick actually said to me, I'm sure he remembers it. Nick actually said to me, it's kind of a party line pile of bullshit. What's next? First, he starts with, if you're going to allow gays to get married.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's where he
you
went.
Know we're
and Heather was jumping on him. Like, I'm like, no, 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 no. Don't let him.
Who
finish,
else wants to get married?
Let him finish saying his horribly ignorant shit. And because that is, in my opinion, just awful and ignorant to say, really, dogs are next? Is that what you want?
And
which
if
is
he's
fine with me.
If he's listening
right now, I just want to say,
love my dog.
We mean that in the nicest way possible.
Well, no, I got all over him. I offended him pretty badly. He won't do
it's
the
show. It's called human
again.
Rights.
Nick?
Human.
Nick, yeah, he's really upset. I didn't mean to send him out upset. I really didn't. I didn't
drive
think it was
upset.
Turn that way.
Bye-bye.
But in fact, I invited him to write a response. He said, you know, oftentimes after stuff like this, I can think of things to say, but not in the moment. I love it. She's pointing at her shirt.
Looks like you have toothpaste.
I was
shirt.
Showing Kathy
shirt?
That I have a spot, and I'm walking around.
Yeah, that's just like her husband.
Toothpaste.
Now we're showing each other
now
holes in our
clothes.
Now
look at this.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, my balls are hairy. So, but I mean, who says that? Who says what's next? I mean, that's the problem. The
Somebody
problem
who's
is,
ignorant.
Yeah,
says
it's just
that.
Awful. And
I have
I
to know that there's
to
more of
people.
Us than there are of them. Otherwise, I couldn't sleep at night at all.
We're talking about the Christians or the gays?
No.
The the when you say Christian to me, I don't even supposed Christians.
Right.
If they were real Christians,
and you mean you think there are more people who are open minded and enlightened than are ignorant?
Yes.
Oh, you carry.
You
know
what?
True, I don't think it's true.
I disagree. You're doing the.
Oh no, everybody!
Did you see that Alexandra Pelosi video on
with
Bill's?
The no teeth?
Yes. I mean, what?
What's that?
She filmed some people in Mississippi asking them about it was about Obama and you know, one guy's wearing a patch on his motorcycle vest that says something like I only like white folks.
All orthodontically challenged.
Oh, there was that one guy who had like really like three teeth in his mouth
and still thinks that his ship is coming in.
That's right. That's right.
That's the scary. And he's inland. Right.
Okay. Okay, Emery's on the floor.
It's so shocking to me that these people.
And then there was that other guy who said he didn't like. What do you think of Obama? And he was like, I can't stand him. And I turn off the TV as soon as he comes on. And she said, is it because he's black? No, it's not because he's black. It's because he's a half breed.
Yeah. And then one guy said, well, you know, he wants less government and all this. And he goes, but you get your food stamps. Well, I have to.
Right.
I can't get a job.
I have family members who are ardent Republicans and they get their food stamps and they get their government money and they have multiple kids on the government teat. It's fucking freakish to watch.
Well, I have family members who are Republican and are very wealthy on the, you know, other end of the spectrum, which is really
That's
sad.
Even worse because they wield power.
Yeah, it is worse.
I just don't understand how you can be, how you can go around talking about the government giving money to people who are, and not realize that they don't, like, it's like they have no mirrors in their fucking house.
It's amazing how much the Republican nominees have shot themselves in the foot and can still walk.
I can't believe that it's even possible that a Republican could be president again. I mean,
But what we were just saying, that there are more people.
Carrie, I hate to disagree with you, but Kathy's right. There aren't more enlightened Christians than there are retarded ones. I didn't mean to offend retards.
No, it's like you know, the what is it? How do they call it? The elixir of the masses or something?
The opiate of the masses.
Right.
One man's opiate is another man's elixir. Yeah.
But
or a tincture. Or is a tincture.
Tincture.
I actually used medical cannabis after I had surgery, and I went from 6 Vicodin a day to 3 in 1 day because of the healing powers of this nasty tasting.
Your doctor gave you a prescription?
No. I have a recommendation, but some friends had gifted me with it.
Oh,
you're not supposed to do that. And I put it under my tongue, and a friend of mine who doesn't drink, doesn't
get high. You put it under your tongue?
It's a liquid. It's THC.
A tincture. Okay.
But it's not the THC. It's the CDBs or something. It's the...
Some other letters.
The actual pain-killing properties.
Right.
And so that's the only thing I like about Ron Paul. His son seems to be a little nasty, too.
Yeah.
Rand Paul.
You mean about the... About
Just
his...
about everything. Well, they hate everybody. And,
hideous.
I don't think they hate everybody. I just think that they've got such a major...
You know what? The war on women that the Republican Party is waging. Right. And now there's one senator, a state senator out of Ohio, who's having a... she doesn't want men to have Viagra. I talk about the before
but
Viagra.
But I think she's being facetious.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
But why can they have not let the natural way of things go? In other words...
Yeah, if your cock stops working, you shouldn't be able to work
it. Yeah.
If
in
that's
other words,
your policy,
if your eggs are dropping, then you have to deal with the consequences.
If God wants a girl to get pregnant, even if she's raped, then you got to let it happen. Well, if God doesn't want your cock to work, stop taking Viagra and shoving it up in your wife's hole.
I call it the good old days.
Yeah.
Before an old guy could hold you down and screw you. You know? That's
and then, yeah,
I don't think
you know,
Viagra's
your father
causing
makes you
rape,
marry
it?
The rapist and
oh, I'd good. Say a lot more non-consensual sex. A lot
really?
More. There were a lot of women who were very, very happy that portion of their lives was over.
I see.
And that rutting sheep that they married, that rutting goat,
yeah.
had finally relaxed.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's these pills. And if birth control is not paid for, then Viagra shouldn't be paid for either.
Yeah. Well, I think the opposite is true. Both should be paid for by
I'm saying both should be paid for.
Period. And
but there shouldn't there be a cutoff date for the men? Like, I'm kidding. Not literally.
When are you getting married, Carrie? When's that happening?
Not until Thanksgiving. I don't take the ring off. I'm afraid he's going to change his mind.
I mean, like if a guy's in his 80s, he shouldn't be able to.
I hope Terry's not listening to this.
Terry is 12, so yeah. It doesn't really matter. I got plenty
no,
of.
No, my point is, it's obvious that you just are tired of fucking.
I'm talking about other women.
Right.
I'm a younger man on purpose. Because we're almost Christian Science in our.
We're listening to the ladies talk about Viagra. Fred, any opinion of the Viagra?
He's over there, very quiet.
I mean, I think
my prescription. You know, my biological clock. It's about to expire. My 3-year.
I think for us, it's called the biological cock.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm running
around.
Don't
make me spit.
Does it? Will it still work on the prescription?
I think
wears off, or I don't know. I didn't know. I once got because. I'm not good with condoms. So it's hard to stay. So the guy says, all right, here's a prescription, get Viagra. So I didn't know it's up to you go and you could just, I thought it's like a prescription. You got to say how many? Why? To fill it up, like anything. But it's like $10 each.
Not from Canada.
Whatever. And my window was away. So I had one experience on Viagra where. Mm. It worked. This woman was on top, but it was like a corpse, like Weekend at Bernie's. Like, cause we went for like something, a ride, and I was tired, and I had to try to get it, and it's weird, cause you gotta play, I'm not doing a bit, but it takes an hour, so how do you know an hour from now? You're gonna, you know what I'm saying? But then that's the time.
You have
it's
to
like
know the person, or at least
in an
seal
hour.
The deal.
Fred can't figure out how to schedule.
You have to be like kind of like the father in Mary Poppins, very scheduled, very.
But
you
don't want
organized.
You don't want her to know you're timing it, so you can't go, hey, unless you're married. That was my experience. Like I said, Weekend at Bernie's, like dead, and you know, and she goes, oh, this guy.
But
is,
your penis was alive, and that's really what matters.
I was just like, whatever. I was tired, but
I'm sorry, Fred.
So I'm sorry if I went off religion.
I didn't. No, that's very.
It's religion because the religious guys want their Viagra, but they want women to be pregnant all the time.
But I was thinking about this natural stuff. It's not natural gays to get married. All these middle-aged people my age. They're either having Chinese babies. No, when I think of Hiram, you know, come
on.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Or they're all middle-aged people, or they have twins. Because they shoot their bellies up with this stuff.
Right.
And I know all these guys, they're 50, and now they got twins. So how natural is that? If you're not supposed to be pregnant, you're not supposed to, not because you're putting all these, the things in you. So you could argue that's unnatural if you're not supposed to be pregnant.
If your God doesn't want you to get pregnant, you shouldn't go to a doctor to get pregnant.
Put all the enzymes and,
I've heard that argument, and I think it's right. I mean, if that's your – it proves that they don't really believe what they claim they believe. That's really at the end of the day. If you read Penn Jillette's book – he talks about how no one really seems to truly believe what they claim to believe. That's one of the things he gets at.
You mean no one really follows through?
That's
on
exactly
it?
Right. When you watch
well,
carefully,
you cherry pick what works for you.
Everybody cherry picks, and if you're cherry picking, if that's what you're doing, then how can you possibly believe that God is looking on and
it
cares?
It was like when I was a kid. I remember like we couldn't have lobster in the house.
What?
But we could have it outside at a restaurant.
Oh, that's the thing.
But we could have veal. But we could have veal parmesan in the house, and that's not kosher because that was, they were completely.
Yeah, I don't understand.
This is comedian in the New York thing that's now Orthodox Jewish, and he would still work at the comic strip on Saturdays, but he wouldn't take the money. They'd hold it for him, and he would get it when he was allowed to get it.
He couldn't
take money.
In other words, he was skating around working on a Sabbath.
ST?
Who? Not Trivax or Richie Morris. Now he's Orthodox Jewish, so he would work on Saturday.
But that's bullshit.
But he wouldn't get paid. Wasn't work, but then they would pay him like Sunday. He would hold the money.
He lived on the West Side, so he had to take a cab or a bus over. So he was not. you know, he was doing. I mean,
but
it
is cherry picking.
Really,
you're
wrong.
Right.
You're
well,
right.
Have you ever heard about these stories of Orthodox?
You know Richie?
Yeah. That's why I know he lived on the Upper West Side.
He's Orthodox now. Yeah.
I didn't. When did he turn Orthodox?
Like all of them, I guess.
Schiff, Mark Wiener.
They're all cults.
Yeah.
The Orthodox with the fur hats and the 100 degrees on La Brea.
I live in that area, and I'm surprised they don't get hit by cars, because down Oakwood, at night, they're all dressed in all black.
They don't
wear
those red
them.
Blinkers on their back, you know?
They should.
My favorite, and I've seen him two or three times, is the midget guy that's Orthodox over there.
Oh, you see him walking
around. Awesome.
I saw a guy with a yarmulke panhandling. Like, I've never seen it, but it cracked me up. Yep. He was panhandling.
Please tell me he took the yarmulke off for the panhandling.
It's no, with the fur hat, the fur one, the big one?
No, the yarmulke he's saying. I saw a married couple. I don't know if they were married, but you could tell they were a couple.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like a wife and a husband kind of arrangement looking thing.
Was she wearing a wig hat on?
I didn't see that.
Long
but it was
skirt.
Just, but when you see a homeless couple begging for money, all I can think is, you know, there's a relationship with not enough nagging.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
All right. One time... It was like a lady panhandling with a boyfriend. I go, at least you got a partner, you know. So I was resentful. I didn't give money.
Very funny. Somebody hit my car once. She goes, I'm a widow. And I said, at least you were married. Exactly. I was very bitter back then. But, okay, on the cherry picking item, a woman asked me, and she had a vaguely Austrian accent and was a big old church bell ringer and worked at... You know, the woman in the kitchen at Carsey Werner who would touch you on the waist as you were bending over and always have to be there.
Really? I don't remember.
She was horrifying and had some kind of abuse that she'd allowed the father to abuse the daughter, whatever it is. And they, you know. Damn. But so she went to religion to salve her soul. Asked me one day what it was like March. And she asked me what year it was on the Jewish calendar. Like, we're keeping track in a parallel universe. I learned the date in the fall so I can do the joke. Hey, I'm still putting 5785 on my checks. You know? Once a year, I learned. And I said, you know, some of us came to this country for freedom from religion.
Right.
So I understand that. And I love the cultural things. And I love the families getting together and that being honored.
Right.
But I'm not so down with the patriarchal.
I have to tell you.
Can I?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big, super shout out to a few of our listeners. Jesse Settegrin, Jacob Jacks, Joe Amel, Randy Thomas, Adrian Hake, Daniel Vrangzen, Jacob Jacks, BJ Kramer, Kyle Delaney, Eric Knight, Kenny Thompson, Don D. Natal, Chris Elzinga, Patrick Azul, Carl W. Franca, Joe Dean, Jared Wilt, Rick McJustice, that's a great name, Brad McIntyre, and Nicholas Wilson. These were all the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thank you so much. We wouldn't have a great show without you guys.
And you know what? That list reminds me of a joke. We'll talk about that. And now back to Ardent Atheist, nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Kathy Ladman, Carrie Snow, and Fred Stoller.
This show is going so fast.
It's flying. Kathy, what were you going to say before? It kind of does, usually.
Yeah. What I was saying is that I went to Israel about 6 years ago to do comedy, and Tom came with me. My husband is who's not Jewish, and he'd never been to Israel before, and he couldn't stand Jerusalem because he hated all the right wing zealots and the guns. So
he married a shiksa.
Shay gets actually. So we're doing this like club/bar. And it was really hot. It was in Jerusalem. And I'm wearing like a tank top with really thin straps.
Okay.
And after the show, this woman comes up to me and she said, you know, you really shouldn't wear a shirt like that because my husband couldn't look at you. And I said, well, I'm sure you knew that there was going to be a woman on the show tonight. And then she just kept lecturing me, and I just, you know, basically deflected it and walked away. But what kind of fucking nerve is that?
Well, that's
it. To tell someone how to dress. And then they have these Orthodox neighborhoods with signs.
Yeah.
And they say,
if you're a hot piece like Kathy Ladman, cover yourself.
Don't come in.
They say, please, dress modestly or something like that. I mean, it's such
religion
bullshit.
Instills in people the sense that their ideals are more important than everyone else's.
This reminds me.
Yeah?
This reminds me of when I was a little girl. I guess I was like 15 or 16 years old, and I used to love to wear the peace sign. So I was out one day at a Christian festival with my mom. She had just taken a bite of something, and just like it was, her mouth was full. And this woman came up to me and said, "You know, little girl, you shouldn't wear that symbol because it's an upside down broken cross, and it's a Satanist symbol." Holy and my hell. Mom, with her mouth full, went, oh, no, don't you dare tell that. She was like, "Don't you dare say that to my daughter, that it's not a symbol of Satan. It's not. It's not. It's a peace symbol." And I was like, wow, oh, my geez. God. I well, almost got knocked down. My mom got up and, like, passed me by. And was
her
like,
mom
oh,
was
you
a
don't.
Big lady.
She was a big lady, too. So yeah. That woman got scared.
Well, you know, to
somebody
to
has
religious,
to tell people.
To religious people, I mean, you know, almost anything can look like an upside down broken cross.
Yeah, no yeah. kidding.
You know, they
well, their symbol looks like a lowercase t.
But a swastika didn't scare her, I'm sure.
No. I always had a friend of mine, Brad Nelson, a comic who believed in God when we were young comics. And are you fisting your own throat?
No, I was.
I thought you were going aristocratic.
No, I was.
gagging with a spoon?
Getting
what?
Something off your tooth. So,
thanks for that.
He was always. I glance over, and Carrie Snow has her hand in her mouth. What do you want from me?
Why should tonight be different than any other night?
The correct answer is but, I am fisting my. Yes.
But Brad Nelson was constantly asking me not to take his Lord's name in vain, and I'm like, I used to accommodate him. Mm-hmm. I used to be a believer, so I kind of had a soft understanding of that bullshit, I guess. But as I've gotten older, it's just, fuck you, go fuck yourself. Don't force your fucking bullshit morals.
Yeah, what if my God was Treat Williams? Someone says, you know, I can't think of the analogy.
Gotta have.
Then I can't get mad if you say take Treat Williams' name in vain.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Where did you pull that out of your ass?
That's really? What I was. I love him. He's my God.
Do you really?
Yeah. He's the best.
That's so funny because you ever get to meet him?
Yes, I work with him, and I was talking about the movie Hair. He's the coolest guy. So I.
Okay.
Someone once yelled at me. I did a. It's some show, and these people hanging out, and I'm not into. He goes, "Don't you got to believe in someone greater than yourself?" And I said, "Yeah, what about Rob Bartlett?"
You know, he's a really nice guy.
Bartlett's the best, but that was who I came up with. You know,
he's
but,
you
know,
higher someone, power. If you know, get a drinking
well,
problem.
The way they phrase it, someone better than you, greater than you. So yeah. There's a lot of people better than me.
But you know, this is probably going to be redundant for your listeners, so you can make it brief. But what's your? How do you come to do a show like this? And what's your history with religion?
Yeah, I've told it a lot, and I'll tell you the brief one. Yeah. When I was younger, I was a Christian, and I wanted to be an evangelist, and I was holding Bible studies every day that I could hold a Bible study, and it was
what
amazing.
And when
I
cured
spoke
you
in tongues. Leviticus cured me. I read the fucking Bible. If you want to get cured of religion, read the fucking Bible.
That's
and
fabulous.
use reason and critical thinking as you read.
Right. That's the
and
important
you will
part.
Discover, yeah.
I hope the listeners don't get mad like with Deborah Wilson. Why was this idiot on?
They were very angry.
They were angry
because no one could get a word in, and they all wanted to like yell. They were yelling at the.
I asked her back, and she turned me down too.
Yeah.
So.
That's a shame.
Then I would yell at you. I would
be an
outraged
listener.
Well, because
we want to, like, now that we know how to deal with her, you know, now we know what she's giving, we can strategize, you know what I mean, and be able to get an answer in between.
I told you about that thing she did. That
yeah. You want to talk about that?
Basically, I did a...
Oh, hell.
You're out of time?
Tell it quick.
All right. I did a... people had actors read for a table read of a script, this guy. And she was there, and she was screaming her lines, and three times she stood up and screamed and pulled her top up, which would be... It wasn't...
Very Christian.
So she's a lunatic. Like, well, someone mentally ill. Go, ah! So that was,
Something, but it's not a Christian. She has her own thing. It's like, I believe in a thing, and it's a this, and it's that, and it's definitely this.
She doesn't listen to this regularly, does she?
No, I don't think
dead.
So. Who knows?
She's got her mouth open.
I'm
amazed. So she's
kind
of going out on her own.
I want her to come back and talk some more. I want to thank my guests. Kathy Ladman, Carrie Snow, Fred Stoller. Thank
Honored
you for being
to be
here.
What's
you.
Fun?
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
God bless you.
Hey, with the okay. I also want to thank
bless
my co-host
yourselves.
Heather Henderson and Dissident Radio. Tune in
Heather,
next week where
you.
Our guests will be Carrie Poppy,
Yay.
Ross Blotcher,
Yay.
And Ron Prothero. We'll be talking about
our trip to a creationist museum.
That's it.
So excited.
That's it for episode 57. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our best friend and Facebook publicist, Cameron Winters, and our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Swam.
That's right. Hey, guys, thanks again, man. It was really Yay. Nice having you.
Good show, good show.
You've been listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of Natural Selection.
Word.
This is Kirk Cameron, and I rape children on The Ardent Atheist.
You're not Kirk Cameron, and Kirk Cameron doesn't rape anybody.
He might just rape a little. Maybe just the tip. Maybe it's a biblical rape. It's a metaphorical rape. It's a spiritual rape, Emery. He spiritually raped
This is
me.
Supposed to be a two-second drop.
New Dissident Radio. On the interweb.